And coming in at 94 is the band Feed the Fire with their album Maybe You Need This. And I'm speaking to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are we all doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very good. Excited, actually, that our album made it into the top 100.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and congratulations. I also saw that you did a live from Studio 3 back in March last year. How was that?
We did. Yeah, that was an absolute blast. We had such a good time.
Yeah.
And it went over really well. Everyone heard it, seemed to have a good time as well. So, yeah, it was wicked.
Yeah, those live from Studio 3 nights are fantastic. It's like having a mini gig. And
yeah, very, very much so. We had some crew come in with us as well, so it was like playing a show. So, yeah, it was really good.
Excellent. And your album, Maybe You Need This, that came out quite early on in 2021. And in terms of your recording process and your process of making that album, was that all in Adelaide? Did you record here?
Yeah, we did. We recorded with Andy Kite at Against the Grain Studios in Rosewater. We've been working with Andy for probably the last 10 years. So, we have a really good working relationship with him. So, yeah, it was all recorded, mixed, produced, mastered all here locally in Adelaide, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And I also hear some people in the background. So are you with the band this morning?
No, I'm actually not. I'm not sure. I'm by myself.
Well, yes, because and in terms of your band members, what's your role in the band?
Lead singer, lead guitarist.
Great, excellent.
So, I'm just the front man.
And just to let people, you know, listening this morning, how long has Feed the Fire been around for?
We've been together since 2018.
Cool.
Me and the bass player, Paulie, we've been jamming together for about the last 10 years, though. So, the band's relatively fresh, but me and Paul have been together for quite some time.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, well, it's great to talk to you this morning. And also the song that we chose this morning is called Roseworthy. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah, sure. Well, the whole album is pretty much what it is. It's a breakup album, essentially. That particular song, it was, written after me and my ex-partner actually said our final goodbye of all places, which was Roseworthy. So, it's quite a sentimental track, but it's an absolute banger, and I'm glad you've chosen that one to give it some airtime.
Oh, that's fantastic, and thanks for sharing that story. It's always, it's great to also learn what things are about, especially listening to a song. I find, I have my own perception of what it's about, and then when I hear the artist talking about it, I think, well, that's not what I was thinking. But I love those discoveries. So thank you so much. And
no worries.
Yeah, and congratulations. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks so much. Cheers.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to Roseworthy now from Feed the Fire, coming in at number 94 this morning.